Chapter 14. The keeper of the Field of Tombs dwells by its gateway pier. He celebrates with feast and dance his daughter's 20th year. He celebrates with wine of France the birthday of his dear. IV, the gates are shut when evening glooms. Lay down your wreath, sad white. Tomorrow is a time more fit for placing flowers aright. The morning is the time for it. Come, wake with us tonight. V, he grounds his wreath, and enters in, and sits, and shares their cheer. I fain would foot with you, young man, before all others here. I fain would foot it for a span with such a cavalier. Vi, she coaxes, clasps, nor fails to win his first unwilling hand. The merry music strikes its staves, the dancers quickly band, and with the damsel of the graves he duly takes his stand. Vi, you dance divinely, stranger swain, such grace I've never known. O longer stay, breathe not adieu, and leave me here alone. O longer stay, to her be true whose heart is all your own. Vi, I mark a phantom through the pain, that beckons in despair, its mouth all drawn with heavy moan, her to whom once I swear. Nay, 'tis the lately carven stone of some strange girl laid there. Ix, I see white flowers upon the floor betrodden to a clot, my wreath were they? A, love me much, swear you'll forget me not. 'Twas but a wreath. Full many such are brought here and forgot. X, the watches of the night grow hoar, he rises ere the sun. Now could I kill thee here, he says, or winning me from one who ever in her living days was pure as cloistered nun. Zi, she cowers, and he takes his track afar for many a mile, forevermore to be apart from her who could beguile his senses by her burning heart, and win his love awhile. Zi, a year, and he is traveling back to her who wastes in clay. From day dawn until eve he fares along the wintry way, from day dawn until eve repairs unto her mound to pray. Zia, and there he sets him to fulfill his frustrate first intent, and lay upon her bed, at last, the offering earlier meant. When, on his stooping figure, ghast, and haggard eyes are bent. Ziv, oh surely for a little while you can be kind to me. For do you love her, do you hate, she knows not, cares not she. Only the living feel the weight of loveless misery. XV, I own my sin, I've paid its cost, being outcast, shamed, and bare. I give you daily my whole heart, your babe my tender care, I pour you prayers, and I to part, is more than I can bear. XVI, he turns unpitying, passion-tossed, know you not, he cries, nor know your child. I knew this maid, but she's in paradise. And swiftly in the winter shade he breaks from her and flies. Sapphic fragment, thou shalt be nothing. Omer Kayyum, tombless, with no remembrance. W. Shakespeare. Dead shalt thou lie, and not be told of your thought, for thou hast plucked, not of the muses' tree. And even in Hades's halls amidst thy fellow thralls no friendly shade thy shade shall company. Catullus. XXXI after passing Sirmion, April 1887. Sirmio, thou dearest dear of strands, that Neptune strokes in lake and sea, with what high joy from stranger lands doth thy old friend set foot on thee. Yea, barely seems it true to me that no Bithynia holds me now, but calmly and assuringly around me stretchest homely thou. Is there a scene more sweet than when our clinging cares are undercast, and, worn by alien moils and men, the long untrodden silvery past, we press the pines for couch at last, and find a full repayment there? Then hail, sweet Sirmio, thou that wast, and art, mine own unrivaled fair. After Schiller, Knight, a true sister love this heart retains. Ask me no other love, that way lie pains. Calm must I view thee come, calm see thee go, tale-telling tears of thine I must not know. Song from pain, I scanned her picture dreaming, till each dear line and hue was imaged, to my seeming, as if it lived anew. Her lips began to borrow their former wondrous smile. Her fair eyes, faint with sorrow, grew sparkling as erstwhile. Such tears as often ran not ran then, my love, for thee, And oh, believe I can, not that thou art lost to me. From Victor Hugo, child, were I king, I'd yield my royal rule, my chariot, scepter, vassal service too, my crown, my porphyry basin waters cool, my fleets, whereto the sea is but a pool, for a glance from you. Love, were I God, the earth and its heaving airs, angels, the demons abject under me, vast chaos with its teeming woomy lairs, time, space, all would I give I, upper spheres, for a kiss from thee. Cardinal Bembo's epitaph on Raffle, here's one in whom nature feared feigned at such vying eclipse while he lived, and deceased is dying. I have lived with shades, I have lived with shades so long, and talked to them so oft, since forth from cot and croft I went mankind among, that sometimes they in their dim style will pause a while to hear my say, to, and take me by the hand, and lead me through their rooms in the to be, where dooms half-wove and shapeless stand, and show from there the dwindled dust and rot and rust of things that were. 3. Now turn, spake they to me one day, look whence we came, and signify his name who gazes thence at thee. Or name nor race know I, or can, I said, of man so commonplace. IV, he moves me not at all. I note no ray or jot of rareness in his lot, or star exceptional. Into the dim dead throngs around he'll sink, nor sound be left of him. V, yet, said they, his frail speech, hath accents pitched like thine thy mold, and his define a likeness each to each but go. Deep pain, alas, would be his name to thee, untold in vain. February 2, 1899. Memory and I, O memory, where is now my youth? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.